This is The Film Effect with Tiff.
I know you're close. Are you scared?
Please, let me go.
Do you think you're the first one to say that?
I know fear when I see it. It's all in the eyes. People think they can hide it, but they can't. Not from me. Prove to me that I'm wrong. I'm coming for you.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. Whatever time it is, wherever you are, welcome. You are with The Film Effect. And it is actually the day, I'm going to get political, that Biden is apparently the president. And I have a return guest, somebody who I love dearly, who has been on before. She did an episode where we talked about Star Wars. Her name is Linda. Linda, you can say hello.
Oh, now I may.
I'm letting you.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
Yay. I demand that you say hello.
It's a good day. Yoo-hoo!
Okay. Yeah, so we're super excited. And it's great. We're sitting here. We've got coffees.
Yes.
And we are all jazzed.
My Wawa coffee was free tonight because
My
birthday was on Friday.
Woo!
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Yes, birthdays and presidents.
Yay.
New
good day.
Happy days. So because of that, I thought let's talk about a really upsetting movie.
Sounds like a good idea. I disagree with Tiffany on this
okay.
one. I think it's upsetting, but I don't want to give it away.
No, it's okay. Well, this is okay. The thing. So if you're wondering what we're talking about, the movie that I am discussing today with Linda is a movie called Alone, which is actually a movie that just came out. I don't know if it came out a few months ago, but it's a movie that is currently out. It's on demand. It was in the theaters here recently, but then they took it down quickly.
Oh, really?
I saw it for like a minute and then I was like, oh, it's gone. But you can find it, I'm pretty sure, on demand or on Prime or on iTunes. So the movie is called Alone, and let me give you guys, if you're wondering, I'm going to give you the rundown of this movie real quick before we start. So it is directed by John, his name is Hyams. How do you say someone's name? H-Y-A-M-S.
Hyams, yeah, that's
Hyams,
good.
And then it's written by Matthias Olsen. It stars Jules Wilcox, Mark... God, the names. Menchaca. Menchaca? Menchaca? Oh, man.
I don't know.
This
nobody
really,
else does either,
I'm
so it's okay.
Getting a bad grade here. Anthony Held. There's all these people in it, and they're people that I don't really know, except for the one that, the man.
Do you know who that was?
I didn't know him, but I've seen him in things before.
Oh, okay.
So I'm assuming he is, he's Mark Menchaca. It's funny. His character name is Man.
Actually,
They all should be called in life, just man.
But they never say his name. Actually,
you're right. You
they
never know
never
his name.
Say his
no,
name.
You can take your. We're gonna get our clothes off now.
I'm okay right now. I don't know. I'm thinking
start
about
taking
it.
Taking off our clothes.
I know. Just thinking about it.
Oh,
him.
Matt Menchaca, Menchaca. Such a man that you are. No. So I saw this movie randomly. I just like put it on a couple, like maybe like a week ago or so. And it was one of those things where you watch a movie by yourself and it kind of had like this huge impact on me. I was actually yelling at the screen when I was watching it. And then I had no one to share it with, which was very sad.
Until now.
So I've roped you into this thing.
Yeah, she recruited me to watch this movie. She said, you don't like scary movies, do you? I said, actually, yes. I've been loving them lately since Halloween. I can't stop watching them. I think I'm possessed by demons.
I love it. You brought you over to the dark side.
I came over to the dark side. But today there's light. No.
There is light.
I know. I won't. I'll stop.
No, you
that.
Can. I don't care. People I'll on my. You guys know me. You guys know me that have been listening to me. So this is the movie. I'll give you a brief description or how they decided to describe it. A recently widowed traveler is kidnapped by a cold-blooded killer, only to escape into the wilderness where she is forced to battle against the elements as her pursuer closes in on her. So that's the setup, and then you're off.
Okay.
So go.
So I would just like to say that
please.
If you're not going to listen to this, then you won't hear what the movie's about. But don't watch the trailer. Don't watch the trailer.
Oh, why?
The trailer gives a lot away.
Oh, they always do.
No, this one gives a real
you
lot
think
of,
so?
I thought so.
Sorry.
That's okay. It's not your fault.
It's totally my fault. I'm just
well,
kidding.
It actually is. No, it's not. But
thank you.
But it's a scary movie.
Would you call it scary or thriller? I always find it interesting how they it's labeled as a thriller on this, but it's not a horror film.
No, it's definitely not a horror film. But it's a thriller. Mm-hmm. It's a thriller. It's your heart's in your throat many times. Knees to the chest.
Did you do that
hugging
one?
Hugging in.
Were
yes.
you hugging in?
Yes,
did
I
you
was
go
hugging
fetal
in.
For a minute?
Yes, did I did. I was like, oh, no, don't. You know how when you do that and you scream at the TV or at the screen.
Yes, I do.
So, yeah, I did that a few times. And I got a little upset sometimes, too. Like, it comes very close to being super dark.
It really does.
Yes.
It has moments where you're like, oh, my God, where is this going to go
yes,
right now?
Yes.
And then I'm like, oh, shit.
I know. There were a couple of times
right?
when I said, if you go there, I'm not watching this.
Yes.
Yes. But yes. But luckily, it takes you to the edge, and then it goes, nope, we're okay. And you go, oh, thank God.
I know. So can I ask what was like the most – what's your overall take on this movie? Did you like it?
I did like it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was thrilling. It was exciting. It kept my attention.
Yeah.
It kept me really focused and riveted.
Yeah, there wasn't a boring moment in
it. No, there really wasn't.
You weren't like, all right, I just need to go to the bathroom. I'll just, whatever.
Yeah,
I'll miss
like,
it. I'll
enough
come
of
back.
This,
no, like, I was like in. I was like, oh my God, what's going to happen? Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like, oh my God, she's been in the woods for an hour and a half now. I don't need to, come
right.
on already. Find each other or whatever.
Get her. I'm just kidding. Right, exactly.
Yeah. And there's enough of a there's a little bit of yeah no it's good it's exciting, and I didn't know what was going to happen. It kept me on the edge for a little bit.
Yeah.
I couldn't guess, and I wish I hadn't seen the trailer because can I talk about
sure.
what goes on?
You can. We're spoiling everything
guy,
always. Yes.
So this man. Is like you don't know if he's bad for a while.
No.
Like you sort of think, oh, he might not be a bad guy because there's a lot of like he's sort of following her, but he's not. And coincidentally, he runs into her on the road, but he makes excuses and you sort of believe him, but you sort of don't. And I'm like, is this guy really bad or is she just super paranoid and blah, 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 blah. And then you find out that he is really super bad.
Yeah, he is bad.
Super, super bad.
He's very bad.
And that was exciting for a little bit there, like I thought he was bad,
mm-hmm.
but then I thought maybe he's not bad, and she's just being an asshole. But he's bad.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing to start with too. Is I thought the beginning, and this is one thing that I wanted to discuss with anybody. Thank you, you. Is there's movies like this a lot where women encounter a person on the road, and they're just dumb. You know, like the typical story, like one thing that's classic, and they've done this in movies like Silence of the Lambs, I'll bring that one up, is how people that are like killers or kidnappers will play up this role of like a kind of like a soft, insecure, like a kind of like a very, very not threatening guy,
mm-hmm.
like where they'll have like a arm thing or they'll have like a cast. And that's actually something that Ted Bundy used to do. I don't know if you know this.
I did not know
So
that.
They stole that from Silence of the Lambs. In Silence of the Lambs, remember when he is trying to put the sofa in his van.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got like an arm issue and he's like, I can't do this with one
arm.
Would
you help me?
So
yes.
She helps him. Well, Ted Bundy used to do that, actually. He would wear like a fake cast and he would ask girls to like help him like do something. And then he'd like shove him in the car. Like, so that whole concept, did you know that? Isn't that crazy?
No, I didn't. So, I'm glad also, I know now.
And that all came about from Ted Bundy because he was such a phenomenon, not to get into serial killers, but because he just didn't look scary.
No, he didn't.
No. Mm-mm. And so if you saw a man that looks like him and he's like got a problem and he's like, oh, can you just help? And you're like, sure, let's go. And so what I like about this movie, which is so funny to me, by the way, is all of those typical things happen where he's kind of like you said, like he's not really doing anything. She's just paranoid for mm-hmm. obvious reasons. Mm-hmm. It's almost like, to me, it's almost like the modern day take on this where a woman who has seen a lot of scary movies and has seen a lot of these kinds of things is kind of like, I'm not stupid. Like, I don't go along with that. Like, I don't know you, right? So instead of like helping or going along every step of the way, she's like, get the fuck away from me.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I thought was really funny. He's like, can you help me with my car?
And she's like, no.
She's like, no, thank you. I'm out of here. And I'm thinking like, yay, finally, a smart person that doesn't just like stupidly help and then get hit over the head with a tire iron, you know?
Right, right.
You noticed that, obviously.
Yes, yeah, I did.
Yeah,
I did.
Yeah.
And I actually thought, Jesus, you know, she's not giving this guy a chance.
Well, because we're like watching it.
Well, like, I don't know what's going to happen.
That's right. And you're thinking she's kind of a bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that too. I thought that actually they set that up really well. First moment, because nothing even happens. It's all silent. You just see her load up a car. It's all like visual storytelling. And then the first thing that happens is she's just trying to pass this car.
Right.
And she tries to pass him and he's like not letting her go. And I thought like, all right, well, I mean, he's being a dick, sort of. Or you could just not be such a fucking asshole and just drive slow.
Right, right, right.
You're thinking, like, what's the big deal? So I could interpret that as, like, well, he's just a nice guy or just a regular guy driving his car, and he doesn't really like that she just tried to, like, go around him. I don't know. How did you feel about that moment?
I thought he was a dick.
Okay, you thought he was a dick. All
but,
right, so,
but I do see the point of view, like she was being a little aggressive about it also, like
yes.
She was being aggressive about trying to pass him, and he sort of it seemed like he was like, oh, you know what, fuck you, bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
It was like it got into that road rage kind of a thing. So I didn't know, is he just,
oh man, awesome.
So whatever. And the other thing was interesting, and I'm just gonna give it all away, they
no,
set
we do
her
it.
Up they didn't You didn't know what her whole story, unless I wasn't paying that much attention, but I thought it was. You didn't know her story for a while, but you knew something was off. So that planted more of a seed in my head. Like, maybe she really is. Like, she's got a little crazy problem, because the one thing that they did say in the beginning was, how come you haven't gone to your therapist? Or what, something like that.
Yeah,
they
there
intimated.
Was like this phone call with her parents.
Right. Right.
And he's like, you're supposed to come over tomorrow. And she's like, I already left. And they're like, what? He's like, why didn't, you know, and she didn't call. It's funny because I was rewatching this because I didn't pick it up right away. Mm-hmm. Is that it sounds like they knew she was going to be moving, but she just didn't tell anybody. Right. And she just left.
She left.
And he was like shocked. And she also didn't want to talk to her mother, which is so typical.
Right.
Why do moms get such a bad rap?
I don't know, but I'm
what is
my
that bullshit?
Daughter gives me shit all the time.
I know. It's
right?
Like, I feel like I hope. Yeah, I do that, by the way. I'd definitely be like, Dad.
I do that, too.
I have a serious problem. Don't tell Mom. She'll have a panic, freak out, worry. I'll have to hear it for a month. Like, yeah. So maybe
we
that's,
all do that.
Maybe that's the mother thing of, like, you know,
so.
Your mom's going to, like, worry too much about you or something.
Be your mom. Yeah.
Be your mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so they set her up to so that you didn't know what was wrong, like why she had, why they were concerned about her mentally, her balance. And because I didn't know what was her story. So is she just being ultra paranoid, or is this guy really, really being a dick? Because it went back and forth
it
for
did.
Quite some time
it
until it became quite clear after he attacked her.
Yeah. And can you remind, I just funny because I'm trying to remember how that went down.
I think there was a more road rage thing. And no, she had
she
a blowout.
She got blocked.
She had a blowout.
She had a blowout.
And the car went off the road or whatever,
right.
And she was stuck. And here's the thing that bothered me about whole movie, throughout the whole movie.
Yes.
I kept thinking, how come this guy keeps finding her? Like, it's almost like he planted a GPS on her. Like, he would go one way and then she would go another way. And how did he end up showing up again?
I think he was seriously following her.
He was just tracking her and
yeah,
we didn't
like
know
a hunter.
That.
Yeah. Like he was a hunter. And
he
so
was.
He was
yeah.
like, I know how to do this, you know?
Right. And we just didn't see him doing it.
Exactly.
Because I said, this was had this guy find her. She went that way.
I
he
know.
Went that way.
And she was How being come? So smart.
She was being super smart.
She wasn't doing any of the dumb things that women usually do.
No, no.
She didn't help him when he had the thing. She didn't want to talk to him at the stop.
No.
She is like, whatever. And then I guess that happened. Then he gets in the car.
He bashed her window in. He bashed and she was stuck. And he bashed in her window and she couldn't get away from him.
And he was just overpowered her, basically.
I think he hit her. I think he knocked her out.
That was pretty bad.
Yeah,
and then Then you wake up and she's in this...
A dungeon of some kind.
In this
kind,
basement of a cabin, which is just terrifying.
Out in the no man's land.
That's a terrifying moment. I have to tell you, I really thought they did that really well. And I think another thing I remember pretty much from this movie is... and I'm going to double check when I have to rewatch it. Sorry. I don't think there was heavy music in this film.
You know, there was a little bit. I noticed
that. Did you notice it? Well, whatever it was, it didn't...
It wasn't heavy. It wasn't like Jaws, like...
Yeah, but it was enough for me to not notice it. Like, sometimes I'm really good. I'm just annoying because I watch so many movies that I notice everything. And I don't remember thinking oh, this music is so annoying. All I hear is the music.
No, but there was a little of the foreshadowing music. A little. Just a little bit. Every once in a while, I went, oh, there it is. Okay. And then there was a little of, they did use the music at the end. I noticed this, unless I'm wrong, you can, when you watch it again. But there was sort of dark music, foreshadowing music. And then when they got, because they use little titles, they use super titles in between, like the river,
that's
and
right,
the clearing.
Yes,
and I just watched it.
Thank
I paid
you.
Attention.
Thank you.
And so you knew what was coming, mm-hmm. you know. And so then when the music was a little foreshadowing, but once you got to the clearing,
the music
lightened up a little bit. I noticed that.
I like that they did that in chapters.
Yes, they did mm-hmm. do the movie in chapters.
And let me ask this, because we're kind of walking through it very quickly.
Sorry.
No, it's good. I mean, listen, if you haven't seen this movie, what you can tell by us watching is it's not a heavy dialogue movie.
No.
There's literally barely any talking. So it's really great. It's really well done, I think, if you can tell a movie like that and actually have it really be effective. I just, like you said, I didn't think it was boring. I didn't think it got dragged out. Every moment of it was pushing the story forward in such a very specific way. So let's talk about the basement scene.
Oh, that was very awful. That was where I almost shut it off.
Is that right?
Yes.
What I love about it so much is that it got you in that place of where your mind takes you, because nothing visually happened.
No.
There wasn't anything graphic going on. It was just this really creepy conversation that he was whispering to her, and he had her on the ground. And it was everything that happened in your own head of what you could imagine now is going to happen to her. And what is this guy about to do to her? And all of that was enough to make you for me too. I was oh man, this is going to be bad.
Yeah. I thought this is something bad.
This is going to be really bad.
He did say, take your clothes off.
He did. But then he somehow
something changed. I don't know what it was. And it wasn't that she got away or... Yeah, I think he was playing psychological games with her.
He was.
I think.
And I like the movie that I will appreciate you, the guy that made this movie, whoever made this movie, that guy. I like that you did that, because I'm so sick of seeing graphic things for the sake of what? And it just shows you that you don't have to do that to scare the shit out of somebody.
No, I was at that point. That's when I was really getting tense. I was getting very tense. My breathing was getting more shallow. Yeah. I'm like, okay, this is not, I can't go here.
No, and then you're thinking,
I didn't.
You're like, score, she didn't have to take her clothes off. And second of all, he just decided to leave her there.
Yeah.
So now it's she's got to get the fuck out of there. You know, that's the moment where you're all right, we know where this is leading now, officially.
Oh, yeah, eventually the clothes are going to come off.
Yeah, it's going to be bad. And so get out. And you're right, the trailer does kind of ruin it for you, because even the description, because that she's going to be
abducted.
Well, she's going to get out and be chased through the wilderness.
Too. Yeah, well, you know.
So I knew she was going to get out.
Right. I did too. And I knew that he was a bad guy from the trailer.
Right.
If I didn't know, it did.
Why do trailers have to do that?
I don't know. Because part of the excitement in the beginning was not knowing.
I agree.
And then knowing that she got out. I know, it's my phone. I'm
Wait,
sorry.
Please let me hear it. I want to hear it so badly. Oh, it's over.
It's over.
Was that Star Wars?
Oh, it's just my phone telling me that somebody wrote me a text.
Sorry, I just...
I'm getting so many texts.
I didn't mean to out you with your ringtone.
No, I don't care. Actually, if it... Oops.
You can fix those if they're too big.
When it's the full ringtone, oh, you'll hear it. It's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's great. And it's loud. I should shut it off.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
I think it was right there.
It's fine.
What were we saying?
We're talking about... The trailer ruining everything.
Right. It did. Let me just shut the phone.
No, you're right. And I mean, listen, I think the movie, once you're in it, and you kind of like throw what you know out the window.
Yeah, you do.
Which we do with all movies, because if you see any trailers for movies, you're kind of like, oh, something's coming later. I know that. But I do think that was such an amazing scene. And I think she did some amazing acting in that moment.
She was good. She was really
good. Wasn't
she good? Because it was all in the eyes at the end.
Oh, my God.
The end is wild.
The end is so amazing, and we haven't gotten there yet.
No,
but
we won't.
I'm going to walk through it, and then we'll get right to the end pretty quickly. So another really crazy scene is she gets this idea to rip a nail out of the wall, and then picks the lock, which I was just like, dude.
You know what she did?
I would not have thought of that.
She was great. She took the nail,
because
I was paying a lot of attention.
You were. Thank God you're here.
And she stuck, for some reason, he left the key in the door, like it was an old style key.
I know, like he was so confident.
And she knocked it out and somehow got it under the door frame so that she could actually,
she put her sweater or her jacket under the, she knew that if she could pop it out, it would drop
and
then
she
could
pull it in.
I mean, who would think of that?
I don't know, she was smart.
Fucking A. I would be dead. I'm just telling you right now.
I would be dead too. I would be whimpering in the corner. No, you wouldn't. You'd be surprised.
No, but I'd be a badass.
Nah, you'd
okay,
be a
look,
badass.
We changed our minds pretty quickly there.
Oh, you would be a badass. We would be like, yeah.
Well, I think maybe this is something that only women can really appreciate, a movie like this. Because I think that's what you're doing the whole time when you watch the movie, is you're like, what would I do? Like, how would I handle this? And then you think, like, fuck, I don't think I would be able to do that. Like, that's all I think, you know? And I think my family thinks I'm crazy because I'm always, like, super, like, hyper aware of, like, what I could do in a moment. Like, I'm not even joking. Like, I run the trail. I've told people this. I run the trail and, like, weird people walk past you. I mean, you never know. I'm in the fucking woods.
No.
And I'm like, I always think, I'm like, all right, look around you. There's a stick right there. So that guy's coming. I'm like, just, you could grab that and stab him in the eye. Like, he wouldn't know. Like, I'm always thinking of, like, what's right around me? What's my move going to be? How am I going to get out of it? Like, and that's, I'm supposed to be enjoying nature and taking a jog. What's wrong with my brain?
I don't know. You watch too many movies like this. I was telling Tiffany because I've been obsessed with horror movies since Halloween. I don't know why. Which ones do you love? I don't even know what the hell I was watching. Like, I can't even remember.
Okay,
I watched the Halloween ones,
which
I never watched those. And I watched those.
Oh, my God.
I watched demonic possession things.
I love demonic possession.
So do I. I think it's fantastic.
So great.
So much so that I thought I was demonically possessed.
Well, you've seen ghosts.
I have seen ghosts. So I believe in that shit.
I mean, that's a whole other thing we could talk about. But
Yeah. And I had a Reiki myself. I did a whole Reiki.
You really
and I
thought
released.
You were demonically possessed?
I don't think I was.
How do you know? Okay, hold on. Sidebar. We're going there. How did you know? What do you mean? You need to explain.
I got very dark.
You did?
Yeah, and I'm not a dark person. You know me. I am happy.
No, you are.
La, la, la. I came in singing
you
tonight.
Are. You
watch
are.
It. But I just got very dark.
Oh, my God.
Dark things. I was surrounded by it. I just felt it. I felt this presence. I felt this darkness.
Wow.
Bad things starting to just happen.
Oh, my God.
And I realize that. Like, I was going down the rabbit hole. And
did you
want to
kill people or anything?
Maybe.
Maybe. You said maybe.
I can think of one person I wanted to kill.
Really?
But okay. I always want to kill
Does
that person.
Name start with a D? I'm just kidding. End in a
And no. It's an actual person
I
that I know.
That. Demon, devil, yeah. Donald. Okay, sorry.
That's okay.
That's okay.
And so I Reiki'd myself. I knew that I had to release the spirit.
How do you do that? You just kind of
I'm Reiki.
Right. So you just
You got it.
Oh yeah. Wow, man.
In Reiki. And I Reiki'd myself. And I know that sounds crazy, but
no, it doesn't.
It really, I
Not
felt
to me, it.
It
doesn't.
I actually felt it released.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm okay now.
You
and
seem pretty good. You're wearing a flower on your shirt.
Well,
so.
My girlfriend got this to me for, me for my
it's
birthday.
It's beautiful.
Yeah,
it's happy.
My dog's name is Daisy, so it's a Daisy.
I love it.
And it says, let it be.
That's so, good. Well, so. I don't see any demons from sitting here. So you,
no,
whatever
no,
you did.
They're gone. The
thank
demon's
God.
Gone. I think it was only one, but whatever. So I've been watching
one.
These scary movies.
I have five inside of me at all times. I'm just kidding.
No, you don't.
Maybe you should Reiki me.
Maybe I should.
I'm telling you,
maybe
I look I happy on the outside, but inside, it's a nightmare. It's just like there's a demon voice that'll come out. I just get like a little. Maybe it was everything that's been happening in the world. I don't know. But angst is living there a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a little bit.
Well, let's do a little breathing and some yoga and
probably good.
You know, a little like focus and energy work.
Maybe a little less coffee and horror movies might be the answer.
I think that's really
no.
I
you're
think
probably
it's pretty simple. Just stop watching this.
Maybe that's
scary
what I need
shit.
To do. Probably true.
But anyway, this movie is good. So once she gets out of there,
yeah, I want to talk about the scene where she.
Where he's cutting the cheese.
Where he literally. This is like an amazing scene to me. And it's almost like something that you don't ever really see happen in these movies. Like, so she kind of escapes from the basement, but then she realizes he's back. And so she hides in a closet. And now she's just in the closet, like terrified, waiting for some moment to leave the house. And he just comes in and she gets to like, now it's like almost the tables have been turned a little bit because. Now she gets to watch him in his real, you know, self, in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing what? He's, go ahead.
He's eating. He's like got a hunk of cheese there. And they really focus on him slicing the cheese. And
yeah.
He gets on a phone with his
wife.
Well,
he's got that fucking knife. That's
well,
the
yeah,
point of
got
the cheese.
The knife. Yeah,
yeah, he's got
the
serious
the
knife. And it's like, oh, shit.
And he's cutting the cheese. So you see that. But then he talks to his wife.
That is something, man.
Yeah, and his child is there. And he's lying to her. And she's like, well, how come you're still gone? Well, the business trip is going longer. Or whatever he says.
Yeah.
I don't remember
bullshit.
What he said.
Yeah.
It was bullshit.
Yeah.
And now she's listening to that. And what's interesting about her character is that she goes from abject terror and fear to gaining control. And
you think
exert
so?
It at the end, I do.
Well, yeah, but in that moment, I think she's
terrified. Oh, in that moment, she's
terrified.
Still terrified. She's terrified. Oh, no, in that moment, it takes
she's,
a while.
It takes a while, you're right.
For
she
her to
is
get
like,
there.
But we don't, and this is the plant of that moment, is that we now know his story a little bit.
We do know his story.
And information is power.
For her, too.
Right? And so
she
I'm
uses
like,
it.
And I love how that comes out later, but. God, this movie's so good. I love it. I have to rewatch it.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it just to get myself like, fuck everyone, man. I can do this.
Well, you might want to not do it right away and like maybe watch something happy. Watch
All
Trolls.
Right, fine.
Watch Trolls.
I will. I'll it's watch SNL fantastic. And I'll watch Melissa Villaseñor because I love her.
No, watch Trolls.
Okay, I'll watch Trolls.
It's a great movie, I'm telling you. It's a great movie.
All right, I'll give it a shot.
All right, anyway.
All right, well, let's, what do you, okay, so let's talk about, I don't know, let me see.
Well,
so,
she gets out.
She gets out.
How did she get out?
Well,
what
I think
happened?
He goes to check on her downstairs.
Right, that's right.
And she bolts.
Right.
Like a lunatic, and then he comes after her.
Right.
Which is, now you're in the woods. Now we're in the typical, you know, running
Oregon.
Through the woods. How about she steps on that fucking thing?
And she steps on a stick that goes through her foot because she's barefoot. She's
that
running around.
That was a scene
barefoot.
I did not want to see.
Yeah, that was painful. She had to pull the stick out of her foot.
That, I would have been toast right there.
Yeah, I don't know how she got kept going, but she did.
I mean, that part is a little bit not believable to me.
You know, when I see adrenaline.
You think she can withstand?
Yes.
All right, let's go there. So she's in the woods for like a whole evening.
Oh, that was wild.
I mean, the whole thing. Like, she gets the foot thing, and then she's got to, like, survive the night, and then it's dumping rain on her.
Yeah, it was really a tough one.
And then you see some hope because, well, does she see the guy in the woods first?
No, doesn't she ride the rapids? She goes in the water.
I think
she goes in the
I
river.
I think that's after.
After the guy in the forest?
No, I think it's before.
I think so, too.
Yeah,
I'm
you're
not
right.
Sure, but
no, you're right. So she jumps into the fucking river. I would have done that, too, by the way.
Well, me, too. But because he finds her.
God, man.
He finds her, and he sees her, and she sees him, and there's the river there, and it's like the rapids, you know? Like, you jump, and you're going.
And you could easily die.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And she makes the choice to go for it, and she rides the rapids. That's what I mean. He kept finding her. Like, they're in the Oregon. The
You're
woods
like, who is
in
this
Oregon.
Guy?
Like, how the hell did he find her? It was making me, that made me crazy. That
Movie
made me crazy.
Making at its best.
That made me
that
crazy.
That does not happen.
No, right, really, it doesn't. You don't ride the rabbit, and then like, in an hour
I mean,
later,
the
there he is.
The luckiest serial killer to ever have existed.
Whatever, it's a movie,
It's
right?
a movie, but I like to think of, like, let me go to this topic real quick. I think every movie for me, there's like a theme, okay, to me about, like, I can look for a theme in the movie. And I think, like, I keep trying to figure out, like, what is the moral of the story? Or what's the theme? Is it about choices? And is it about, like, it's almost like there are these, like, reoccurring tests for her. There's like a test after test after test. And she's got to make a choice, make a choice, make a choice. And she does every time. She, you know, it's almost like she's putting, am I wrong? Or I don't know. I feel like that. I feel like there's this like idea of facing things. Maybe actually, if you want to get really deep, now I'm like actually coming up with something that I'm saying this out loud. We do find out later that she has a husband.
He committed suicide.
Yes.
And the killer and the man, he finds that out. And
oh,
while
yeah.
she's hiding, you're right, it is about her facing her demons. She
it
has
is.
To
I
face
think
her
it's,
demons.
I think this movie is about facing your life. It's like
right.
facing the truth. And she's running in the beginning and she's avoiding things. And then he represents just reality almost. Like, this is it. Face it, you know? Like,
right.
you have to face things and you have to deal with them. You can't just, like, put them under the, shove them under the carpet.
Yeah. Cause he tries to bait her like after she's run the rapids, then they have met the guy.
The
so
poor guy. By the way, speaking of Silence of the Lambs.
He was in it, right?
Yes.
I couldn't figure out
that
who he was.
It. That's crazy. I just realized that.
I couldn't figure out that's
he's,
who he is.
The prison.
Yes.
What's his name?
The guard. I don't know what his name is.
I'm going to find it right now.
You guys would know him if you saw him, because I saw him and I went, I know who that guy is,
right?
But I don't know
right.
who he is. Like, I can't figure out who.
All we remember of him is he's just that annoying.
Yeah, he's always
like,
plays
kind of
a doofy, like, doy.
Totally.
And he played that in this movie, too. I was not
Dr.
sure about
Chilton.
Him.
Oh. He's Dr. Chilton.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Yeah,
he's like the guy and he's like eating the pen. And he's
yeah,
like,
right. Didn't they? Hannibal. Didn't he kill him at the end?
Yeah, Hannibal takes him.
Yeah,
yeah,
he ate him, right?
Didn't well, they leave it. They leave it at the very end of the movie. I've just seen the movie a million times. He gets out.
Me too.
He's in Italy and he calls her at her like awards thing.
I remember.
Or her like whatever that ceremony. And he's like, I've got to visit an old friend. And then you see Dr. Chilton.
That's
and he's following him.
Yep, and he says, "I'm for dinner."
That's
I'm meeting an old
That's
friend
it.
For
Look,
dinner.
You know it.
I love that. Now talk
now
about
that
a movie.
That is a movie.
That is. Oh my
right?
God! Can I digress for
sure,
a second?
Sure, go
and
ahead.
Tell you this movie
I always
story?
Am down for a Silence of the Lambs.
Well,
segue.
It's my experience with Silence of the Lambs.
Oh,
so
man.
I was alone. I had just had Katie, my daughter. So I had a baby upstairs, a baby monitor. I was married at the time, and I was alone that night. And I decided to watch Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, my God.
Katie's asleep. The baby monitor is over, but you know, like I just hear her breathing, you know. And I decided to watch Silence of the Lambs. And I'm in a new, somewhat new house. It's a little big. It's got a basement. I'm always fucking afraid of basements,
right? I hate basements.
I hate basements,
unless
too.
It's a finished basement.
And it was. It didn't that matter. Looks I like hated it.
You just, it's going down into anything is no good.
It's dark.
Yeah,
and
it's
just
creepy.
Don't like
I don't like it either.
So it's got the top floor, the middle floor, then the basement. And here I am, Silence of the Lambs. I watched the movie and I'm freaking the fuck out. I am so freaked out. I am just like, talk about hyperventilating. I'm just like,
oh my God, I need to watch a movie with you.
Oh, it's so gross. Oh, I get crazy. So.
What an experience.
Right? After the movie, like the movie has just ended, and my alarm goes off, my house alarm.
Oh my God, you're kidding.
No, I am not. No, I am not.
So
now, so I got to tell you, so the alarm goes off and I'm frantic.
Jesus.
Because I've been sitting there the whole time. Now, Katie doesn't wake up. She doesn't hear the alarm. And I go and I shut it off.
It's so typical.
Now, whatever the Secret Service is, the Central Service, whatever.
Well, the FBI,
you know,
showed up at your house. Clarice Starling stepped out.
Yeah.
She's like, sir, sir. I can't do Clarice. Go
She's
ahead,
great. But anyway, so the police call, so the tracking thing, you know, like they're connected before they call the police.
Yes.
And she calls and she says, was that, what's your code? And I give her the code. She says, was that, you know, did you set the alarm off? I said, no. And she said, oh, really? And I'm frantic. And I have a kitchen knife in my hand.
You do?
And I have the basement door locked.
Yes.
And I'm sitting in front of it. It's closed. I'm convinced
you think someone's down there.
There's someone down there.
And there could be a woman in a well, maybe, with a dog.
Of course. That's what was there. I didn't know it when I bought the house. There was a rug over it. So the woman says, oh. I said, I'm terrified. She said, oh, really? She said, I'm sending someone over.
Oh my God.
She said, stay on the phone with me. She could tell I was, I had just watched this movie. I was so sure that there was someone in the basement. And so the cops come and the lights are on the house and they come up because they think someone's there. Because I do. I said.
You were like, I didn't set that off.
I didn't set it off.
So they're prepared.
So they come prepared and they're jingling keys and they say, what's upstairs? And I said, my daughter, so I can hear the jingling of the keys upstairs while they're checking.
My God.
And they said, you're clear. They said, I don't know what happened.
Did they go down there?
No. I said, we'll go down in the basement. And they saw me come to the door with the kitchen knife. They said, ma'am, put the knife down.
Do you know that when I'm alone in my house, I always put a weapon next to my bed?
I don't blame you. I used to keep a
golf
club.
And Nicole comes home and she's like, what do you think's going to happen? I'm like, anything. Anything could happen.
Anything could happen.
I literally walk into my house when like everyone leaves. If I'm home alone, I walk through my house like fucking SVU. I walk in, I kick doors, I do corners. Boom, boom, boom. I'm like, all right, check the corner, close the door, lock it, go to the boys' room, boom! And then I go, I literally will check.
You know.
I check every freaking corner, like I've learned from the FBI shows on TV.
You need to stop watching so many of these things.
Like, it's kind of fun.
It was a little funny. But the police did say, ma'am, they did go downstairs. I made them go downstairs.
Oh, they did. Of
they
course.
Did.
Well, that would
well,
be dumb.
Well, they had to. Of course, right? They come over. They're not going to go downstairs.
Now, wouldn't it be actually, that would be the best ever, is if they showed up and they're like, we don't go do that either. I don't go downstairs.
I'm a little afraid. Why don't you go first? We'll stand here behind.
You know what? We'll have to call someone else for that. We're not downstairs, guys.
So anyway, it was just a fluke. And
so nobody was there.
No, I don't know. Maybe they were, and
do you
they
think it was like an animal
away.
Or something?
Well, they said that could happen.
Oh man,
they
but what that, a, that is a story.
It was horrifying. I was so scared.
Yeah, that is no good.
Yeah, it was terrible. They said, and they treated me like a dumb broad, a dumb blonde, because they said, lady. Next time you're home alone and your husband's out away on a business, like I was more, they said, don't watch a movie like that.
Oh, fuck you, man.
I know. I wanted to say, fuck you. You watch it. You have an alarm go off and you don't think that there's somebody here. That's what the alarm's for.
Thank you. The alarm went off. That's what's supposed to happen.
Yeah, right.
If you didn't set it off and you're in your house alone with your baby upstairs.
Right.
Isn't that what it's for? What dicks.
I know they were
man.
Dicks.
Typical man.
Yeah. Man. That was a man. Man, two mans. I had two mans in the house.
Sorry, men that are listening, we love you.
No, I do love
men. If you're
men.
With us, you're not that kind of man, I'm sure.
Okay, so anyway.
Sorry, we went. That was a great story.
Yeah.
I love it. So she, please, I should have a new segment. Please send me emails and tell me stories of crazy things that have happened to you while you watch movies.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do a whole episode where I read them on the air, but you have to email me your stories.
Yeah. Top mine.
Let's do it. I'm going to put it out there.
Top my story. So anyway, so she does, when she gets away, finally, but she runs into that guy from Silence of the Lambs. Right.
He will always be Dr. Chilton.
And he sort of believes her, but sort of doesn't believe her, right?
Because
she
really love that these scenes are very believable to me. Although I do think he was kind of a dick too.
He was, but then he turned out to be okay, you know, and that was what the whole movie was about. Like you were like not sure, you know, like is this guy, he was a bit of a dick, but he did come around at the end.
He did. I think what they were trying to do to the viewer was, because honestly, if you're a hunter and you're not a killer, and a woman looks like that, that's like, somebody's trying to kill, and I'd be like, oh my fucking God, what happened to you? Like, she is not a threat in that scenario by any means. I think what the storytelling was trying to do was to make us wonder if he's part of it.
That's exactly
that's
what it was.
That's what I thought. I was like, is he in on it? Is he going to take her right back to the goddamn house?
That's what I thought.
And I think that's what they wanted us to think. And then we find out, obviously, that he was not that at all.
No,
and that
he was just a little dopey.
He was just dummy and he just ended up dead.
Yeah,
so that's what
he got dead. But that was unfortunate. Dude. But you're right. Because I kept going, is he part of it?
Yes.
Is he with Ben? Is he like... Yeah, I wasn't sure about that, too. So that was good. That was a good part of it.
That was smart. Yeah.
Yeah.
But we can, she goes through some more stuff. She, you know, she watches him get killed. Somehow she gets to hide out while he's doing this. And then he kind of looks for her and has that whole speech.
Yeah, he baits her. He tries to bait her.
Puts the gun down.
Right. Puts the gun in the middle. And he now, at this point, he knows she's there, but he doesn't know where. I'm like, thank God he can't see her.
Did you think she was going to do it?
I did.
Me too.
Yeah.
So what do you think that was about?
I think that was the test. Because he was baiting her with the death of the husband, with the suicide of the husband, and saying, you know, you must feel so bad about that because, you know, you should have known that something was wrong. He was really a bad, bad, bad guy. And I still, the thing that I didn't, that I wanted to have an explanation about why he was such a bad guy. You know, we never really learned much about man.
No, I think that, and I think that's just what makes it more it doesn't matter because it's her story.
Yeah.
And I think, like, if I come back to that theme of her having to face things, in that moment I'm thinking, like, did she face it or not face it one more time? Like, or what
she
did it...
She faced it.
She faces it.
She won.
She did. And
in my opinion,
I almost see that ending as, like, when you've... Almost like, and this is personal, right? I'm going to go a little weird taking this movie into this place, but... you know, like we all like know we have to change things or deal with things and we let ourselves avoid things for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like we'll just sit with, oh, I know I need to, oh man, all right, whatever. But when you're finally fed the fuck up, you will face it with like, for me anyway, I will face it with like a, you know, fierceness where I'm like, I've had it. Fine. I surrender. I'll do whatever I'm supposed to do. Like, I feel like that's like every piece of this is she's just getting another nudge. It's like, all right, all right. And then so by the time you see that end scene,
the end's pretty
it
wild.
Is like, I am done with this fucking bullshit. Yeah. It is over and you are in for it. Like, I was just like, wow. And I, honest to God, I think this is, we're getting to the finally to the end here. I did not see that coming, man. Did you see, is it because I hyped it up to you? Did I ruin it?
No. I didn't know what was coming. I was wondering.
Shocked. Like, what
I was like, what's going to happen now? Well, also when she, so here's another part that happens. So
I'll shut up.
So no. So she avoids, so she like beats the demons of, I am not responsible for my husband's suicide.
Right.
Like in her own head, he has to walk away. Man has to walk away because she never came out and got the gun. So he lost, you know, and she won. She won a little victory.
She did. You're right.
So now he's gone and she's now back in the woods. all on her own. It's at night, too. Again, I think it's the second night.
And it's raining, and like, it's raining. Again.
It's just awful. It's Oregon.
I mean, she looks nuts by the end of this
night. Oh, by the end of the movie, she... Well, wouldn't you be?
I mean...
So, and he shot her.
I
he
look
shot
beautiful
her too.
At all times. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no, but he shot her, too. Remember?
I know. How did she live?
I don't know. He must have grazed her. I don't know. That we didn't get details on that. So... The next morning comes and she's like, oh my God, like, I think I might have gotten away from this guy finally because he's gone.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
But now she's standing around. She's like looking for a road. She's like, how am I going to get out of here? She's in the middle of the woods. This was the clearing. And here he drives up.
It's crazy.
And he's got Dr. Shelton, yeah. Whatever the guy's name is.
He's burying him.
He's burying him. And he doesn't know that she can see him.
Like in the broad daylight.
Well, they're in the middle of the woods. I mean, there are so many in no man's land.
I know.
So she now has the presence of mind to go to the Jeep and see if she can get in the Jeep and start it and drive away, thinking maybe the keys are in there. So she's in the Jeep. He's burying Dr. whatever Silence of the Lambs.
She takes his phone. First, she's trying to call with the phone.
Right. But then she goes, jumps in the back of the Jeep because he's coming back.
She keeps getting these moments.
And now he drives away with her.
That's a nutty scene. That is a scene where at that moment I'm like, God damn, this is crazy.
I know.
And then I'm thinking, she's fucked. She's going to go right back to that cabin. He's going to find her. But then what do?
Do we say?
Sure.
There's a tire iron in the back. Of the Jeep.
It's my favorite.
I know. It was great. She takes it and it she awesome. Wails on him. She hits him. And it gets crazy.
Like, it gets crazy. And I think that is the moment that I screamed at the TV. Because Nicole was upstairs. And I was just... And was I'm like yes! I'm like, what? I just could not even believe that moment. I was like, wow. Right in the face. Like... Boom. And then she just keeps going at
it. Yeah. Yeah. But he's strong. And so they tussle because it's a movie.
And then the car's like, we got this crazy scene.
The car goes over. The car flips over. And so she like crawls out of it. Now she's all muddy and like, I mean, she's a mess.
It's insane. It's an insane scene.
It's crazy.
And then it just gets more insane.
Yeah.
Right? Like, then it just can... And that part, I will say, is a little bit silly to me.
It is. Because... But that's... Every movie's like that when they're fighting for about 5 hours. And it's like, how can they still be standing up?
But I just liked it so much because I don't think I've ever seen that happen like that in a movie.
It was great. Because she was aggressive. She was intense.
She was... Well, she does the phone call thing, which is awesome.
Yeah, right. Oh, I forgot that. That's even better.
She calls his wife and then she's like on the phone with her. That is like... To me, I was like, thank you, finally.
Right.
Let the fucking wife know.
Right.
The stupid poor wife is always lost. Like when these people in these movies are serial killers and they have like a secret life, I'm always thinking that. I'm like, this poor family has no idea.
Yeah. She calls the phone number of the wife because she's got his phone. And the kid answers.
Oh,
and
man.
He says, put mommy on. She says, put mommy on. And mommy comes on and she says who she is, and your husband's a fucking serial sociopath, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then she does. She holds the phone out to him, and that puts him right in the trash. That's like...
It's like done no matter what
it's
now
done.
For him.
Yeah, it's done. Yeah. It's done.
And then they have that fight, battle.
Yeah, but also there's helicopters going over, remember? So they were looking for her.
Yeah, and I love, that's like the last moment of this movie is my favorite thing.
Yeah.
Because of the way they did it, which was the close-ups on the faces, and you hear a heartbeat sound that turns into a helicopter sound. And that's...
Oh,
and you see the.
That.
Do you remember that?
Yeah,
she's
I do
laying.
Remember she's laying there and the chopper's there.
I loved
there.
It so much.
So she's going to get saved.
Well, you don't even see the chopper.
No,
you just hear.
You hear
so you
it.
Hear. First, you see them looking and you hear like a heartbeat. And then you see the wind. The wind on her face and the hair. And then you hear the. And I'm like, that was fucking.
Yeah.
And they're looking at each other.
Yeah.
And he's dying.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, she's like, fuck you, motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
she's
right.
Like, I've got you.
This is the last person you're going to see, and now you die. That's all I thought. I was like, yes. And then I ran upstairs. I'm like, that was fucking awesome. I was like a little kid. I was like, that was the best movie I've ever seen. So happy.
Yeah.
Finally.
So it was a triumphant movie. It wasn't a...
You're right. Finally, a serial killer meets his match.
Yeah.
He kidnapped the wrong girl.
That's right.
For
that's
sure.
Right. And I don't think she knew that until she went through the whole thing. Like, you're right. She had to pass those. She had it proved to herself that she was strong enough.
Yeah. He kind of helped her. Sorry. He didn't help her at all.
Shitty way to get help. I'm just kidding. Think of a lot of other ways to get help.
No, he didn't help her.
No, but he pushed her.
Well, if there's like any kind of, metaphor or moral to the story, maybe that's it. That like, you know, she overcame.
Her demons.
She
overcame her demons, yeah.
This is a triumphant movie.
It is, very much so.
And it's a very empowering movie for women to watch.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
And you would learn a lot about what not to do if a kidnapper tries to take you. And I am ready after this one.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you're ready at every moment that you walk out the door.
I have had moments where I seriously consider a pocket knife. It's happened.
Maybe you should carry one.
I feel like people underestimate the power of a pocket knife on a lot of occasions.
Well, you know, why not?
I think I'm just crazy. But
well, you are, but that's okay.
I know. And I feel like I have this thing where I feel like in a past life, maybe I was like something.
Maybe you were like a Columbo.
I must have been something, because why am I so interested? And not only that, like I'm telling you, in the moments where like you would probably be scared, like if I was walking and I saw a person that looked creepy, I don't get nervous. I get like, let's go, motherfucker. Like, I'm like, I like want someone to attack me. I'm like, come on, I'm ready to take you out. Like, I don't feel scared. I just feel like I'm ready, which is, what is that? Something's wrong with me.
Wow.
Isn't that weird?
I don't know that it's weird, but it's something.
It's something.
Yeah.
It's a strange thing that happens.
Okay. I'm usually scared.
I'm not. I'm oblivious too sometimes, which is bad.
I'm a schmuck. I believe.
Do you?
I think everybody's okay.
Well, I want to believe people are good.
I do. I usually don't have a guard up.
You don't have a gut that's like,
I do.
Run. Please get out of here.
Fortunately, I don't think I've run into that situation. I can't think of a time where I thought, where I felt, oh, I'm in trouble.
Except for Silence of the Lambs.
Well, that was I was
and
terrified.
And your house with the thing. And I would be too, man.
Yeah.
If my alarm went off, I've never heard it go off.
Neither have I.
If it went off, I think I would grab a knife.
Well, that's what I did.
I would be like, let's go. Get in the car. We're out. Like, I'm just out. Like, there's no way I'm hanging around.
Yeah, well, if Katie wasn't upstairs sleeping.
Of course, yeah.
But that's interesting. Like, I found myself in a situation where I was scared and I grabbed a knife and I was ready. I was ready. I had that knife. I was standing right by that kitchen, by the basement door. Anybody comes out, you're going to get it.
Do you think you could stab somebody? Sorry, I'm going there.
You know, I don't know.
I always wonder. I think that's a moment, like, hopefully we never have to have our entire lives. But, like, I think that, too, where I'm like, could I do it? Could I actually do it?
Well, if someone was threatening you, you don't think you could?
I feel very crazily empowered in moments like that, like I said. But then I also think, like, could I? I guess in a fight or flight moment.
I think so.
Yeah, well, listen.
We never want to know.
I don't want to ever know. And it doesn't matter because we probably won't.
Most likely.
Because I'm not going to help someone at the side of the road. Sorry.
No, neither.
If you are a man and you're alone.
No, and alone.
I don't know
man,
if
no.
I'm going to. I'm
no,
sorry.
I don't think so
I'll
either.
Be like, you know what? There's a phone right there and you can call
not
for
if I'm
a
alone.
Person.
Not, no. Mm-mm. I think so too.
I can't help you. I don't know how to change a tire.
Yeah.
Good luck. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't think I would either.
No, I would. I'm kind of sorry. I'm an asshole.
I would say I'll call 911 for you. If you don't have your phone, I'll call for you. And, you know, just hang out here. I'll call the police.
That's right. I'm out. See ya. Well, this has been an awesome.
Yeah,
so I give this movie personally like a 5-star rating, 10-star rating. I liked it a lot.
I liked it a lot.
What would you give it? Should we
rate
it?
Is 5 tops?
Let's say 5 is tops. Just for fun.
I give it a 4.5.
4.5. Boom.
That's pretty good.
That is really good, actually. I wouldn't usually give a high rating like that, but I really enjoyed it. And I also think it's funny that this is a kind of a happy political day for us.
Fuck yeah.
And like, I feel like this movie is a bit of that. It's like,
it's
like,
a win.
It's enough of man. Okay. It's time for man to go
bye-bye. And man went bye-bye.
Am I right?
Yeah.
So if this is like a good pairing, I think, if you were to pair a movie with a current event.
With a day.
Yeah. I think we did it.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
Right?
Hey.
Hey, man.
Bye, man.
If you want to feel good about this movie, watch this movie. Replace man with any person that you want to take out in your life. Just, this is man. And then suddenly... you can have a ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's sort of, it's entertaining, it's fast moving, and it's
like really well done. It's really well acted, I think.
Yeah, the acting's very good.
The acting is great, and I will say, I think the reason it's even better for me personally is because I don't really know who she is.
Yeah.
Don't you think that's true? Either. Like, sometimes if you have a big name actor, I already have this idea of the person, and then I have a hard time.
Yeah.
But that's what's cool about a movie like this is that, like, she's fully that person because I've never seen her do anything else. So. Yeah,
no. And man, I've never seen man before. Yeah. So
I've seen him in something else, but I don't know what I've seen. I just saw he looked familiar. But
he reminded me of Howdy Doody. Like, he looked like Howdy Doody. And that was my second husband
looked like that.
And I just immediately disliked him.
He also looks like Flanders from The Simpsons.
Yeah. Yeah. I looked at him and went... Ew.
Oh my God.
I don't like you.
He is gross.
Yeah.
But sorry. Whatever. But no offense to your ex-husband.
So, oh, no. Be offensive. Oh, go for it. Oh. If he wasn't, I would still be with him. I'm not.
All right. Well, then there you have it.
Yeah. There you have it.
Well, do you have any last minute?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, we did it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Anytime you want to come back and talk about something. That's a movie or something like that.
It's been a pleasure.
All right, Linda.
Thank you.
Well, everybody, thanks for joining us. Please go watch this movie.
Yeah, it's fun.
Enjoy it. I'm sorry if we ruined it for you.
Well, but...
you shouldn't be here if you haven't seen it already.
Yeah.
Do your homework, goddammit. I will let you guys know the next one ahead of time so you can check it out if you haven't seen it. And that's it. Just be happy. The tides are changing.
Yay.
Yay. Yay. Celebrate. All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.